Digital assets like Bitcoin are growing rapidly, but so too is the energy use of the cryptocurrency mining companies behind them, the companies that use computer banks to generate digital currency. They use massive amounts of electricity, and that leads to the release of more carbon pollution into an already overheating global atmosphere.
It's an energy arms race for the digital era.
Democrat Ed Markey of Massachusetts is chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Subcommittee on Clean Air, Climate, and Nuclear Safety.
So today is going to be the first Senate hearing ever held on the environmental impacts of crypto mining. They may be mining digital assets, but their activities have real-world consequences. This is an emergency and urgent issue, and Congress needs to be proactive and reactive in tackling it.
Markey says Bitcoin mining in the U.S. uses enough power to light every house in the nation and gives off as much carbon dioxide emissions as 7.5 million cars.
With an environmental impact like this, Bitcoin is more like digital coal than digital gold. The commodity is virtual, but the harm is tangible.
Markey describes Bitcoin mining as a new power-sucking powerhouse industry. The ranking Republican on the committee takes a different view. Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska boasts that his state was named the number one state for developing a crypto economy last year.
We should be providing the tools for open competition in a free market and not allowing politicians or bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. to pick winners and losers. When the federal government targets an industry, it has costly consequences, especially for an industry just beginning its development.
Witness Mark Altenberg is Senior Director for Climate and Energy with the nonprofit group Penn Future. He describes crypto mining as a guessing game where the odds get worse as more miners join the race.
To be competitive, Bitcoin miners use racks of special purpose computers that make trillions of guesses, hundreds of trillions of guesses every second. Each of those computers uses more than three times the amount of energy as the average household. And a single miner might run tens of thousands of them 24/7. Altogether, Bitcoin consumes more electricity than 80% of our states and more than many entire countries.
He says the high energy use and the resulting pollution are bad for public health, the environment, and the power grid. New York State Assemblymember Ann Kellis, a Democrat, agrees. She told the subcommittee that crypto mining operations in New York have led to air pollution in neighboring communities, hot wastewater that kills fish, and low-frequency noise that travels for miles, while increasing demand on the power grid. She says some crypto mining companies are working to reopen shuttered fossil fuel power plants.
It is estimated that cryptocurrency mining facilities for the proof-of-work-based cryptocurrency Bitcoin use more energy than all the processing for Google, Amazon, and Facebook combined, more than all the data centers globally combined, and more energy than all the solar panels that exist globally.
At the end of the hearing, Chair Markey called it one of the most informative hearings Congress has had in a long time on a subject that gets too little attention. But he says the subcommittee will proceed on the subject because, he says, we need a federal approach. Last Friday, he introduced the Crypto Asset Environmental Transparency Act, aimed at gathering data on greenhouse gas emissions from crypto mining. He invited the industry to support the measure.
If the industry is confident in its positive contributions to the environment, they should welcome the transparency of the Crypto Asset Environmental Transparency Act that would provide that information. Really, only vampires are afraid of the sunshine.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.